We welcome you inside the studio. Dave Spadaro joined by NFL Network's Albert Breer. And Albert, we've talked all through the preseason, all through the regular season here. Your feeling on the Eagles at 6-5, surprised?
Well, I'm a little surprised. I think they've done a nice job of adjusting, you know, and obviously I think we all thought that Chip Kelly was going to need to have a more athletic quarterback coming in here, and that's why I went with Michael Vick to start with, and I think it was nice for him to be able to see how some of his concepts would work at the NFL level, and now we're seeing that it's adjustable enough, and it's, you know, it's malleable enough where you can put another quarterback in there who's got a very different skill set and make it work. You know, so I think the fact that they've gone through all that transition, figuring out who they are, figuring out what they do well from an offensive standpoint and on defense, going from the 4-3 to the 3-4, very different system, and they're still 6-5, it's very impressive. Now, let's not act as if that's done in a vacuum. But that also wasn't done in a vacuum. Part of that is the division they play in, which has been absolutely awful. And so the fact that they're in that group with the Giants and the Redskins and the Cowboys helps. But, you know, I think that the fact that they've gone through all that transition, changing the roster over, all the new guys they have on offense and defense, new systems, to be sitting here at 6-5, I think if you're Chip Kelly, you've got to be pretty happy, and you've got your team in a position where, on paper at least, it should get better over the next 5 weeks.
From the very start of Chip Kelly's time here, it's been quarterback, coach. We're talking all for months, all we've done is talk about that. Your feeling on Chip and what he has shown you, in addition to what you just said, malleable system, able to adjust to the personnel offensively?
Well, I think you see what most people would tell you you were going to see if you talk to people who are around Chip, and that's the system is based on, you know, the ability to move the chains, and it doesn't work. You can't play that tempo of football unless you're doing that because you kill your defense. So what's the best way to move the chains? Well, at Oregon, the best way to move the chains was for Marcus Mariota and Darren Thomas and those guys to run the option.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in the pros, maybe it's not. So I think his ability to adjust on the fly has been good. And what you always heard about Chip too. I've been being from New England and knowing some people who coach college ball up there, I know a fair amount of people who've been around Chip. And what they all said is, and this is maybe the difference from a guy like a Spurrier, is he's not going to bang his head against the wall. And so that to me is what's really impressive about it is that it's, you know, you look at it and you say, okay, you know, this is what's worked for him forever. And he's willing to move away from some of those things to try and make it work. And, you know, that's part of it is that you keep hearing he's too smart to fail. And I think now we're seeing a lot of that in the way that he's been able to adjust and adapt.
What is Nick Foles to you? Is Nick Foles just a guy who's playing well? I mean, this is historic what he's done in the month of November.
Well, he's got a shot to, you know, continue as the, now I think it's a little hard to say, is he going to be the franchise quarterback of the team going forward? Mm-hmm. I don't think we're there yet. And I'm not sure anybody in Philadelphia would think that we're there yet. And if, you know, say, let's bring that name up again, Marcus Mariota is available to them in April or May, then.
And why, though? If a quarterback, and I've been here through a lot of quarterbacks, and had Nick been the number one draft pick of this football team and accomplished what he did as a rookie, which was set franchise records in all the major statistical categories for a rookie quarterback, and then have the kind of season, 16 touchdown passes, zero interceptions, we wouldn't even have a question about franchise quarterback. And I understand
why. What are we talking about, though?
What
are we talking about, though? I mean, here's the thing. You can't sign him to a contract until after his third year anyway, right? Mm-hmm. So you're not even worried about that part of it, which is the major part of it, deciding whether or not you're going to financially invest in a guy. You can't, by rule, you can't make that decision until 2015 anyway.
Sure.
So you've got that leeway there. So I think what you're talking about is the decision on whether or not to draft a quarterback this year, right?
And we don't know that. We don't know how the Eagles are going
to deal with
that.
And that's the thing. And so to me, when you're talking about what's going to happen here and answering that question, is Nick Foles the franchise quarterback of the Philadelphia Eagles going forward? There are two things at work then. A, are you going to draft a quarterback in May in the first round? And B, are you going to pay Foles? You don't need to worry about the paying Foles thing for another year and a half. The drafting a quarterback in May, I think at the very least, having Nick Foles here and him doing the job that he's done at least gives you the flexibility if you want to wait. Because go back and look. And you look at the 2011 draft, okay? Teams reached to go and get Christian Ponder, to get Blaine Gabbert, to get Jake Locker.
Yeah.
There were lots of reaches there, okay? The Washington Redskins – and the Miami Dolphins both made a conscious decision to punt on that draft class. And they wound up getting Robert Griffin and Ryan Tannehill out of it. Now, we don't know if Griffin and Tannehill are going to be superstars.
Fair.
But
fair.
Better. But they're better than Ponder. They're better than Locker. They're better, than to this point, than Gabbert, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what the Eagles have now is a player in Foles who, at the very least, now maybe you hope that he's going to be the future of your franchise, at the very least gives you the flexibility where if you want to wait and you don't like the 2014 quarterbacks, you can wait a year. And then, you know, you'd be talking about guys like Jameis Winston.
It's so interesting. We teams rush their quarterbacks onto the field, and then the media rushes to anoint the fans. Is he a franchise quarterback? And I think it's a step back and let the sample size grow. There's no need to rush this decision.
Yeah, I mean, to me, it's, yeah, and you don't want to rush that decision because you don't, and it's the same thing, you know, teams are going through this now. I mean, look at Colin Kaepernick in San Francisco, Andy Dalton in Cincinnati. Those teams are now at the point where they're in a position where they're going to have to make a decision on whether or not to pay those guys. And you're talking about an $18, $19, $20 million a year investment. Jay Cutler in Chicago. These are franchise-altering decisions. And the Eagles right now aren't at that point where they have to make one of those decisions unless they decide they really like somebody in the first round in May. And that's, you know, investing a first-round pick, even though the financial component isn't quite as heavy as if you're reinvesting in a guy. It's interesting because there are lots of moving parts there. And again, I think having Foles in the roster at those manageable numbers, you don't have to worry about his contract because you can't worry about his contract this offseason, puts you in a position where you've got the flexibility to work.
Quarterback, coach, we've been talking about it since January, and we're talking about it even now. Albert Breer, thanks so much for joining us.
All right, thank you,
In the studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.